you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, May 1st, 2020. Happy May, Jason.
Happy May.
Happy May.
May our May be happy.
Reading from Psalm 108, verses 1. Let's see, I'll stop at verse 6. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. Oh, that's a good word for us today, Jason, and we'll come back to this in just a minute. But I wanted to start off the program with some scripture because I always feel you can never go wrong with reading God's Word. It's inspired, it's inerrant, it's helpful, it's our guidebook. It always blesses us in different ways, and I'm sure there's people that are tuning in that are identifying with Psalm 108. There'll be some point of application for all of us. So we'll come back to that in just a minute. But I wanted to give our listeners an update on some of the things that have been going on as we're working behind the scenes. Some that have been tuned in for a while, I've been talking about our 19 frequencies. We call them our 19 stations because there's 19 different locations that have broadcasting antennas that send out frequencies that have our God-honoring programming. And we're putting June 1st as our target date to have things kind of all shaking hands and working together. It's a little complicated because with 19 frequencies, you're thinking, are there 19 station managers? Are there 19 different formats? How it all works? But basically, currently, there's four different formats, if you will, four different types of programming and music on these 19 stations, and we're going to simplify things to make it three different formats. So basically, WGNJ is going to pick up six more outlets that'll be airing WGNJ programming. So both the stations in Bloomington will be getting the WGNJ programming. So our friends at 90.3 or 104.7 in Bloomington will be hearing WGNJ, along with Carlinville and Lincoln and Springfield. And our WLLM AM station will be carrying WGNJ. And so that's interesting because that's a wide range. That'll cover dozens and dozens of cities. In fact, I get it all the way here in the White Heath, Muhammad area. And so our 1370 AM will become WGNJ programming. So we're putting three new program guides all together with the newsletter. It'll probably be about three more weeks by the time it gets to the printer. So within the next month, we hope to have that sent out to all of our supporters, those that have written us in the last few years. They'll get the updated program guide and the newsletter. So wherever you drive throughout central Illinois, from Macomb all the way to Danville, you'll know what the best frequencies are to tune in. And for our Indiana listeners, they'll continue to receive 89.3 FM WGNJ. And we're also going to be adding a few new programs to the WGNJ lineup because some of our WLLM listeners or our Bloomington listeners are used to other programs, so we're trying to put together the best formats. So there'll be a few changes for WGNJ, just the introduction of some new programs and then the continued various God-honoring music. So we're excited about all the advancement and the way it's coming together, and we thank everyone for their support during this coronavirus pandemic, kind of the new normal for many people that are working or actually at this point laid off or trying to discern what to do with their time as they're sitting at home or can't get to the office or don't know if they're going to be able to return. Many restaurants are closed and what's the future going to look like for so many people? So that's partly why I turned to Psalm 108, because I love especially verse 6, save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. And God is no less loving on people right now, even during these hard and tumultuous times where there's uncertainty. Actually, many people might be very fearful because of the unknown. But as this psalm opens up, we can be steadfast in God and make music and still worship Him because He's in control. I like how you say, it's not like God walked out of the room and came back and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are like, God, do you know what's going on here? What are we to do next? I mean, none of this is a surprise to God. In fact, Janet Parshall and Ann Graham Lotz and others really feel strongly we are in these end times. And let this be a precursor or a wake-up call or raise the awareness that life is precious and we need to be focused on God and expanding the good news message and alerting people that there's an eternity after this. So, yeah, there's some confusion now. There's fear. Things are in a flux. But our God is not surprised. He's still caring. He still sits on the throne. Jesus is, in fact, returning again, and it might be a lot sooner than we all realize. So let's be prepared. Let's be calm. Let's be grounded in His Word, and let's proclaim His goodness so that people that are fearful can know that inner peace that hopefully we as Christians are modeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, I do hear a lot of people saying, well, this is a sign. We're in the end times. And that is true in part. We've been in the end times since Jesus ascended into heaven. So in Acts chapter 1, when Jesus ascends and goes up to heaven and He sends His Holy Spirit down upon the disciples to empower them in the church to begin to live out its mission in the world, we've entered the end times. We've entered that end period when Jesus is going to return. Now, when He returns, we don't know. In fact, even Jesus Himself in Acts chapter 1 says that He doesn't know. He says, it's not for you to know the times that are held by who? My Father. So it's God the Father who knows when those times are, when He will send forth the Son again into the world. Our job, though, is to be steadfast in the world and to be steadfast living out what God has asked us to do, what He's called us to do. And that's interesting because, you know, the psalm you read, Mark, begins by saying, my heart is steadfast, O God. And listen, if we've learned anything in this time period, it's that we are not steadfast.
Yeah.
You know, because as news has ebbed and flowed, as this has happened and that has happened, we've learned that we are not as steadfast and we are not as steady as we think. We're as good as today, and depending upon what is going to impact us in today. You know, I went to the grocery store the other day. We made our kind of, you know, every 5 or so day trip to the grocery store. And I walked in there, and there was no chicken. There was no chicken at all. I mean, the whole chicken section was empty. And I kind of looked at that, and I'm somebody who's trying to stay healthy, so I'm trying to eat chicken, and I'm trying to eat certain things. And I go, oh, my gosh, there's no chicken. Where's the chicken? You know, what am I going to eat? You know, and so it's even just little things like those that we take for granted. You know, it's sort of like when you get up in the morning or you know, you come in the house and you try and connect to the internet and all of a sudden it doesn't work and you're, you know, kind of everything that you were planning on doing begins to fall apart.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just something doesn't go the way that you planned or you expected it always should go. So I think one of the things that we need to draw from this time, and we really need to be honest about this, because I think that sometimes in our religiosity we are not honest about this, is that we are not as steadfast as we think we are. We are not as constant as we think we are. In fact, I think if we look around, whether it's the news or whether it's different preacher, whatever it is, and social media is probably the best marker. In fact, I believe with all my heart that God gave us social media as a barometer as to kind of where we are right now. It's like the temperature taker for where we are. You just look around and you see we are not as steadfast as we think. And listen, when David says, my heart is steadfast, oh God, he's not saying that he's steadfast because he is able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
His steadfastness comes from God. And it's really interesting that you chose, or at least that you were led to this psalm, because this psalm isn't original. This isn't David penning a brand new psalm. this is actually a compilation of sections from other psalms. Psalm 108, 1 through 5, is very, very similar in word and structure to Psalm 57, verses 7 and 11, and Psalm 60, verses 5 through 12. And so this psalm is not a new song. G. Campbell Morgan loved to say, this is not a new song. It's just a different arrangement. And so the notes and all those things are the same. David has just arranged it slightly different. So David isn't singing a new song here. David is singing a steadfast song, which is so important for us because that's what we need. That's what we need. And, you know, for David in this psalm, you know, he's talking about his enemies, you know, Moab and Edom and Philistia. But listen, our enemies are constant in our own lives, aren't they? Worry, frustration, anxiety, all the things that Satan uses to kind of move us away from the Word. I mean, you even mentioned how many people right now are like, okay, I have time. I'm going to get in the Word. I have time. I'm going to do this. I have time. I'm going to do that. And you get to the end of the day and you go, I have not done any of it.
Yeah.
And really discounting the fact that our anxiety and what we're feeling in this moment really makes it hard for us to concentrate and to focus on being with the Lord. Really does. And so David, right out the gate, declares, my God, my heart is steadfast. Now, it's not because he's steadfast. It's because the Lord is. And listen, he even has to tell us how he does it. And it has nothing to do with him. He said, I will sing. I will give praise with all my being. So David says, listen, I in myself cannot maintain being steadfast. I cannot do it myself. I need to have some things in place that bring me back into the presence of the only one who is steadfast. I need to sing. I need to give praise. And listen, if we don't read God's word, we don't have anything worth singing. If we don't read God's word and we don't pray to God, we don't listen for his spirit, we don't have anything worth giving praise for. Because apart from doing those things, we are not going to see with the kind of eyes that looks for what the Lord is doing, especially in this time right now. Right now, our eyes are very good at looking for what's wrong, what is standing in our way, our opposition, where we think we ought to be versus where we are right now. I mean, our eyes are acutely keen right now at looking for everything that's wrong. So, you know, I mean, I don't know how many people I talk to who say, oh, I went out, and, oh, don't you know this is this, and this is this. You know, the same thing is it's so funny. I came home, you know, because we only go shopping one at a time. We're not allowed to go in groups. I came home, and the first thing I tell my wife is, there was no chicken. And I didn't come home and say, you wouldn't believe how much food is at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I didn't come home and say, you know what, the place is packed with food. Of course, we're not going to have chicken, but you wouldn't believe all the other things that there are there.
Yeah.
In fact, it was kind of funny because I had to go get some supplies for remote communion that we're going to do for the church, so I went to GFS. GFS is always kind of funny because I like to look at things. I just can't imagine buying things in some of the sizes that they sell at GFS. But there was a couple who were there, and they kind of stopped in this little section of GFS where there's meat, and all the meat was gone. In fact, the only thing that was left was like these big, huge chubs of chorizo.
Oh, jeez.
And so the wife goes, where's all the meat? And as she said that, one of the workers kind of skirted by, and the worker kind of looked back and said, it's all sold out. And the husband, without skipping a beat, goes, I guess we're going to eat chorizo. You know, but one of the things I loved about what he said was they probably never considered eating that before. I don't think I've only ever had it one time before. But they never contemplated eating that before. But you know what? Now that's what there is to eat. So it's not as if we don't have something to eat. It's just we don't have maybe what we want or what we thought we should have or what we thought we would like to have.
Yeah.
And so in coming home from the grocery store, the immediate thing is like, there's no chicken. Not, oh my gosh, do you realize how blessed we are? I walked into this building and there was enough food to feed an army. Not exactly the thing I was looking for, but you know what? Maybe it's because my sight, my view, what I was trying to see was way too narrow.
Yeah.
And so David says here, I want to sing and I want to give praise with all my being, because David is trying to say, I want to, in a situation that doesn't seem like I should be thankful, because remember, his enemies are standing against him. He is trying to maintain being thankful. In the midst of not being able to be steadfast, he needs God to be steadfast for him. He needs God to lead him triumphantly and victoriously. And he says, awake, O harp, awake, O lyre. So he's saying, listen, instruments, you need to start playing because I need the song. I need to sing. You know, there's a song that I love. It's there's a band called All Sons and Daughters. Maybe many listeners might not know it, but the verse of one of their songs says, I will sing, sing, sing to my God and my King because you alone are faithful. And the song is all about the fact that when we don't want to sing is when we actually need to sing. You know, when we don't feel like we have the voice to sing. In fact, if you listen to the old African-American spirituals and the old religious spirituals and the old blues songs, that's exactly what those songs were. We don't know how to praise, but we know we need to sing. And so out of that comes the blues, and out of that comes these kind of songs that seem a little dour in nature, but they're not. They're the words they found because they need to sing. When we feel like we don't want to sing, it's when we need to sing. And David knows that. David says, I will. He's setting himself. His intention is to sing and to make a melody, to praise God with all of his being. And he even has to say, I can't do it alone. I need the guitars and the drums and the piano and the chorus. And I need all of you to awake and begin to help me to do this because I can't do this myself. And then what does he say in verse 3? I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the people. So now, David isn't just letting this praise be for himself. He's carrying it out into the public square. He's allowing others to see his thankfulness.
Mm-hmm.
He's allowing others to see that, yeah, you know what? There was no chicken, but my gosh, how thankful are we?
Mm.
Because it's so easy to lose sight of that. And I see that again. You look around and you see, you don't even have to, listen, I don't even think you have to try hard right now to have some conversation about bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it comes
people
natural.
People just want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So David here, he takes it to the people. And he says at the latter half of verse 3, I will sing praises to you among the nation, for your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. And let's just be honest here. David doesn't even know about Jesus. I mean, there's something that David here, as he says this, we know more than David. We know, as the Bible says, what the prophets long to know, what they search the scriptures to find and to see. And so when David writes about God's steadfast love, he doesn't even know that God demonstrates his love like this, that while we were still enemies, Christ died for us. He doesn't even know that part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so where David wants to sing with all that's in him, we should sing even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know who Jesus is. Our praises should echo out amongst the nations in a way that made David look like he was just humming. Because we have something worth singing about. That God's steadfast love throughout the whole Old Testament and into the New Testament made itself manifest in the coming of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world. You know, it makes me chuckle. That's the first verse that we teach, like in Awana and most children's ministry, that's the first verse we teach kids to memorize. And it's the first verse we as adults tend to forget.
Hmm.
I mean, when things get bad, do you go, you know what? Things might seem really hard right now, but I know that God so loved the world that he sent Jesus into it, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. I have something worth singing about.
Yeah.
The steadfast love of God. And then you begin to string that pearl with other verses, like when Christ said, take heart, for I have overcome the world, means that God sending Jesus, God's love made manifest through Christ, so that Christ could come and overcome the world, so that you could take heart, so that in the middle of situations where it felt like you would have no heart, and that's just like you would have no ability to stand, you can stand because Christ has overcome the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you stand upon that one first truth, that truth that we teach our kids, that we teach them to memorize, the one that we tend to forget, when you have that one truth in place, you begin to string pearls. You begin to add verses and choruses to the song that you started singing. And so we need to be like David here, who says, listen, begin by admitting, I'm not as steadfast as I thought I was. The rudder on my ship is not as sturdy as I thought it was. The minute the waves got a little bit bigger, the minute the wave called coronavirus came along, I had a lot of trouble keeping the course. We need to admit that. And then we need to admit that God is the only one who is steadfast, and therefore he is the one we will sing of. He is the one that we will praise, and we will do it with all of our beings, and we can't do it alone. We need to awaken the guitar and the drums and the piano, the lyre and the harp, and we need to sing amongst the people and amongst the nations. We can't just hum this to ourselves. We need to let others hear of it. And what are they going to hear of? The steadfast love of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, if we believe what we believe as Christians, at the end of the day, there is no legislation, there is no plan, there is no vaccine, there is no nothing that is going to save us from our greatest enemy and our greatest ill, and that is sin and death. The only thing that triumphs over that is the love of God made manifest in Jesus Christ on the cross. And that is what people need the most. Everything else is temporary.
Amen and amen. And we don't want our feelings to drive us. And I love where these first three verses, four different times, David is saying, I will. We need to be intentional. Love is a decision. And we want to worship God. We want to be intentional in doing it. And whether our feelings are up or down, he's worthy of our worship. He is a good God, and he can be trusted and should be praised at all times. And that will get us out of the muck, and that'll show others that we do have a hope in a one true God, and that he's going to see us through this all. Oh, well, thank you, Pastor Jason. The weekend's upon us. And, gosh, I always like to say, be in church, everyone. So use the media that's available, your church service that is streamed, or the Zoom gatherings that you can have, because together we do better. And God does, in fact, desire us to still continue to meet together, maybe in some unique or creative ways. All right, well, preach up a good message this Sunday, Jason. I look forward to hearing it. And all you pastors, we're praying you up, and we hope that as you divide God's word, you're going to be a blessing to the congregation that relies on and looks forward to hearing your message. So best to you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Radio, a ministry of the Great News Media Group. God bless you, and have a great day and night.